Did Wes Anderson make a movie that Roland actually likes? Stay tuned. Welcome to CineQuest Video. Today we're going to be doing a quick review of the movie, a surprise film, Asteroid City, directed and written by Wes Anderson.
Well, I mean, surprise, no surprise. Like, I never got the hype to this, but seeing it, I was like, oh man, this looks like a fucking, like, this looks interesting.
Well, in one of our reviews, you expressed your interest, and I think primarily the visuals, the cinematography were the ones that kind of grasped
you. Like, I mean, so watching this, like, the cinematography is fucking awesome as shit. Yes, holy shit. Like, all of the fucking perspective angles they use are cool as shit. The background, the stages is what I was mostly interested in, because it was like, it reached a point where I'm like, okay, if I can't tell, I'm just going to assume it's green screen for everything kind of thing.
You see, like, the thing, I think it was just like a wall of kind of like a set, like a play.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looked like. And it does
the whole perspective of it, the whole, like, set, it's like watching a play.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah. But, like, it does it well. Like, you know.
In this film, was unexpected.
Yeah.
You expect a certain type of movie from Wes Anderson. Like, he does have a very subtle, very almost monotone kind of way of delivering his dialogue and also the humor.
It's just like there's no fucking, like, there's no lull in the pacing. Everything is just like boom, boom, boom. Funny, 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 funny. Like, what did I just see?
Like, but, you know, surprisingly, like, from other Wes Anderson movies that I've seen, like, I've never experienced something that was kind of deliberately and subtly, like, one after the other. This with this much humor.
Yes, this movie is fucking hilarious. Holy shit.
It really is. And
There's just so many things about this that it, like, okay, wow, what that I can appreciate so well. The fucking cast, very awesome.
The cast is crazy
just
good.
Fucking and what? I haven't seen Liev Schreiber in anything in a while.
Mean, when you ever hear the term ensemble cast, like, this is what it is. You have...
Go down the list, man.
Scarlett Johansson, you have Edward Norton. You have Jason Schwartzman, Maya Hawke. Jeffrey Wright. You have Jeff Goldblum, who just makes a small cameo, but, like, well worth it. Tom Hanks. Sophie Lillies, I guess her name
is. Right, yeah, from the Stephen King It reboot and Dungeons & Dragons.
Right. Matt Dillon.
Tilda Swinton.
Who else, man? Like, there's just so many people in this movie. Steve Carell.
Yes. He plays the straight man, and, like, holy shit, that was just, it's just great. I'm not a Steve Carell fan. He annoys the fuck out of me. I was telling you when we were watching this.
Adrian,
like,
Brody too shows up too as well.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, fucking buff as shit bastard. Willem Dafoe out of nowhere. That was great. And Margot Robbie at the end there. Whatever. I don't think I've ever seen a film noir film that was shot during, like, exclusively during the day.
Right.
You know, did you mention Bryan Cranston?
He's kind of like the narrator.
Yeah, he is. But, like, he breaks the fourth wall and the fucking, like, the movie wall or some shit. Like, it's...
Well, I mean, there's, like, it's the weird. Layers of this film is Bryan Cranston is, like, the narrator who's talking about the person who's Edward Norton, who's creating the play.
Yes.
And then there's also the actual performance of the play.
Right.
And at some point or another, Bryan Cranston does break because he goes into the actual play itself.
God damn it, dude. Yeah, he goes in the play and it's just like, am I supposed to be here? And, like, the other actors all stare at him like, what the fuck? Like, god damn, there is so much... It's the best kind of humor. It's where it's just like there are so many low-key, subtle gags where you're just, like, inundated with all of this ridiculous...
I will say, though, that the type of humor is not for everyone. Like, it kind of follows the...
Yeah, because this is a period piece.
Yeah, this follows, like, almost like the type of humor that has, like, a... like I would attribute that to alcohol.
Yeah.
But it's Monty Python-ish. Yeah. It's also, like you mentioned, the Mighty Boosh.
Yes.
Like, very British type of humor. Like, it's not overt. It's not in your face. It's not slapstick. It's not physical.
No.
It's very subtle, and you always have to catch those moments. Yeah. Because, like, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the actual actors.
Right.
Too, that's just, like, actually adding to the whole scene.
It's really hard to go into this, like, in particular detail.
Well,
because there is just so fucking much here.
Right, because you want to... Honestly, like,
This is one of the few movies I want to watch again.
Yeah, to get the full, I guess, joy of this particular movie, you really have to watch it yourself. Mm-hmm. Us explaining it would not do it any justice whatsoever.
No.
Because a lot of those jokes, a lot of the scenes, a lot of the dialogue between the characters.
It is very British humor. Like, so just right, like, but like just those just like low-key gags.
But it's just very funny, though.
Yeah.
It's still very funny.
It really is. Holy shit. Tom Hanks is fucking hilarious. He's like, this is one of the
but like also deliberately coolest. Like seems like he's not meant to be hilarious. But
right? He is. Yeah, it's again, he plays the sort of straight man kind of humor where it's like, no,
that's
they're just
like
being
almost
themselves.
Everybody, to be honest with you, like no one's like deliberately trying to be humorous.
Yeah, yeah,
but, they are.
That's true. This is like a whole movie of people like that. Yeah, absolutely. It is. Oh man, this is the coolest fucking movie I've seen in a long time. Like, holy shit. How many times did we say during this that I was like, fuck, we should have seen this in theaters?
Yeah, that is like, a big regret.
This is
at this
definitely
point, yeah.
Like, oh man, like to picture this, like just on the fucking. You know.
I did buy this movie on Blu-ray and it did have a, of course, a DVD digital copy. And I was like, we've been wanting to watch this movie for a while.
Yeah.
And I regret the fact that we didn't get to watch it in theaters because that would have been an experience.
Yeah.
Just, I mean,
it's totally worth it.
Cinematography alone is well worth
fucking
watching this
cool
movie.
Fucking cool as shit. And that's, there are so many like things to this movie that show that like this shouldn't have worked. But like, it's just like this perfect storm of bullshit that just flows together. The fact that like everything is in the middle of the goddamn desert and it's so bright as fuck all the time. Like you just feel like your retina should be burning out, you know? But like you want that to happen, like it's not.
I'm not the worst, like a professional in colorization or anything, but it seemed to me like it's very saturated, with a bit of the contrast kind of pulled back. So we're like, the colors all seem to kind of almost blend together in some way.
Yes, they do. It's a bit washed out. Yeah, oversaturated. But
deliberately because
over,
that's.
Exposed.
Yeah, right. And the I would say like since it's in
but
the
I don't,
desert, there's no
but
coverage.
But I don't hate it, you know.
Yeah, there's no shadow.
It's not like
nothing.
When we watch the fucking Nun 2 and like they put the flashlight in your face every 5 seconds and shit, and I get pissed the fuck off. No, this is the whole goddamn
it's
scene.
It's like a welcome kind of like brightness to the film.
Yeah, like I mean, like it just makes you want to like notice everything more, sort of thing. Like I need to fucking find the like where are the details, and there are a shitload, dude.
Yeah,
one of the funniest little details that I loved was watching that fucking like government spy spook. Like every time people were caught, this guy had no role. It was just a dude in a trench coat and glasses, and he would just like poke his head out every
like,
so
like,
often
being at the window.
Yeah, yeah, just random fucking scenes whenever people were talking about it. Like god damn it, and so like you'd see it out of the corner of your eyes, and the second you notice it, like it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just like it's just another little like subtle layer of fucking humor to that scene.
Right. So I feel like every scene itself has like multiple layers of humor.
Yeah, dude, there is just so much going on.
And like you mentioned before, like this is a movie that does require like another viewing. Not just to like we know what's going on in the movie.
Right. Yeah.
But it's just like, to kind of enjoy and catch all the stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going
like
it,
you're
you know?
Not gonna catch everything in one. Like it's just there's just so much to like fucking enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, again,
it's so weird.
The cast, the dialogue, the cinematography, the story itself, like, just lends itself to like this multiple viewings.
And the story is really simple.
Yeah, it's a very simple story.
Very simple. These families go to this fucking like almost military base in the middle of New Mexico because all of their kids are geniuses, and so they're there to win various awards for whatever kinds of accomplishments they've got, and then they get fucking quarantined there.
Right.
And that's
because something happens and we don't want to talk about what happens because
you know
this movie does and it did for me like surprise me whenever it took it like a hard left as far as what was happening especially not only visually because visually I felt like it was deliberate the way they made this certain thing look and I was laughing the whole time because I was like this is the way everything is shot. It was a completely juxtaposed the way it was actually presented. And with everything, you're just like, when that happened, we were like, what the fuck is this? Like, it doesn't make any sense why looks the way it looks.
Everyone.
But it also did kind of lend to the fact that it is kind of like in a play.
Yes.
And it's kind of like in that particular scenario where you think something would look cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also welcomed surprise.
It's just one of those rare instances where I can't really think of anything I I don't like about this.
Yeah.
Like, every fucking character, every actor, actress in this, like, I've laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
Some of the funniest goddamn scenes were from the children.
Yeah,
the little daughters. Yeah. Yeah. The three daughters of the main character.
Well, even like the geniuses.
Oh, no, absolutely. They're great too. They're hilarious. Awards
for their science experiments.
They are hilarious.
Which are ridiculous science experiments.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is it? I actually really like the names for the rewards. It's like the Black Hole Award, the White Dwarf Award. Yeah. Cool as shit, you fucking nerd. You know?
Again, nothing really bad to say about this movie. I just enjoyed it from beginning to end. Like, I went into this movie just kind of like expecting to like the cinematography.
I thought it was going to be kind of a chill movie. Yeah,
you're planning to be disappointed, as you are in every movie.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Like, and that's because, again, like, even watching this, I was like, I had, you know, I tried to keep my expectations low. But watching the trailers for this, I was just like, this looks too cool. I don't believe it.
And, you know, that was also a surprising thing, because whenever we did one of our reviews, you did, like, say that you did really want to watch this movie. And again, as far as a Wes Anderson type of film, it wasn't something that I would expect you to actually want to see.
No.
But I...
It was very surreal.
I know you do kind of appreciate certain cinematography, especially like this.
Yeah, I do.
And so...
I'm picky as fuck.
But I was also surprised that you actually liked it. But the fact that it was as funny as it was...
Yeah.
As we were watching it, like, I laughed out loud plenty of times.
No,
I
even everything.
Did a knee slapper.
Yeah, I had a few of those. I had to watch it before I clapped myself. Ah, no. Yeah.
Now I will say that, yeah, we were drinking a bit, but like that just enhanced the experience.
Yeah, but you didn't, I don't think it was necessary. Yeah,
it wasn't necessary for this movie. Like, it was just a fun.
Very cool, man.
Just a fun, cool, visually exciting type of movie.
Edward Norton's name, Conrad Earp.
And that's another thing. They have a bunch of, like, funny-ass names, too.
Yeah, yeah. Schubert Green was Adrian Brody. General Gibson. Tilda Swinton. I love her. That's Dr. Hickenlooper.
Yeah. Right.
Which I think there's a YouTube guy, actually, that has that, like, a joke name. He does, like, joke medical, like, diagnoses. He's comedian slash, you know, yeah, actually it is Dr. Hickenlooper. Anyways, Willem Dafoe is Salzburg Keitel.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, geez.
This, overall, I'm gonna say about Asteroid City.
It's just so cool, man.
It's just a fun movie. It's really visually kind of captivating.
It's very entertaining.
Very entertaining. Very funny.
PG-13, these nuts.
Yeah, and yeah. You
kidding me?
When you talk, we were kind of discussing about the PG-13 aspect of this, and like.
I
will say, like, overall, like. You would expect this movie to be PG-13. It's not overly aggressive.
No, but like the things that they talk about are like, okay, maybe this should have been like, I totally should have thought this could have been a rated R movie, like a clean rated R movie, you know?
Yeah, surprisingly, yeah. Subject matter,
the main character, what's his name?
Augie.
Augie is talking to his kids about his wife passing away, you know, like, did this happen recently? About 3 weeks ago. You know, like...
All those small, like, very subtle type of back and forth between the characters. Especially the kids. Again, you mentioned the kids.
I love the kids. They're hilarious. So fucking great. What can I get you, three little princesses? I'm not a princess. I'm a vampire. I'm a mummy. I'm a fairy. You know, like... I'm lowballing it because they say way more than that, and it's fucking hilarious.
It's just funny.
Just watch this movie. It's so cool.
Overall thoughts? You're gonna watch this again?
I'm gonna try to. Yeah.
You're gonna try to.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see if I get a little drunker.
I purchased this kind of like without watching this, and I'm glad I did because I'm glad I own this movie. It's a welcome surprise.
Like, yeah. Oh man. I mean, like within reason. Again, I was expecting this movie to be entertaining, and holy shit, like.
It was much more than I anticipated.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, like, everything to it. Like, the ending, fucking perfect ending. Yeah. Like, we were just talking about it as it was going, like, oh, fuck yeah. We don't need any of this silly ass, like, oh, bye, oh, bye, oh, bye. No, off screen.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Epilogue.
This is probably the best thing I've seen Tom Hanks in personally for myself in, I don't know, since fucking Castaway.
I would say Castaway. I was going to say there's also Dragnet. There's also Joe versus Volcano. Have you seen those?
I've seen Dragnet. Yeah, seen not Joe. Joe.
No. I think you would enjoy Joe versus Volcano.
I'll have to put it on the list. We'll see.
Well, I mean, I got nothing else to say, but other than dude, I really enjoyed this movie.
Yeah, man.
Watch
Holy
it.
Shit.
It's so much fun.
It is.
Stay off your phone while you're watching this movie.
Yeah, don't fuck around.
Like, you will miss.
Yeah, you'll regret it. Yeah. I mean, if it helps, turn on the subtitles. That'll help you keep up. Everybody did such a fucking great job in this movie. Holy shit. Yeah.
It's just fun.
It's great.
Again, if you like this video or this review, please like and subscribe. And again, check out Asteroid City. It's really fun. It's really cool. It looks great.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Peace. Yeah.